Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to you live to answer your style and colour questions. I have a few here. Let's have a look at the first one for today. Leanne said, I'm curious about how many crossover colours there are amongst the palettes, or how many are shared between them. So when we think about crossover colours, these are what I call universal colours. So they're basically the colours that have elements of both warm and cool in them. So if I'm thinking about those palettes, if I'm thinking about mixing colours, when we think about warm colours being yellow based and cool colours being blue based, on the whole, we'll then think about, well, what has got a bit of warm and a bit of cool? So we have the warm blues, the turquoises. These are crossover colours. The cool people can wear turquoise, and the warm people, these are their sort of blues. They're the warmer blues, or the marine navies, which is a deep version of a turquoise. It's got a lot more black in it, but it's still a warmer blue. Then we have teal, because teal is a mix between blue and green. So there are teals in every palette as well. And then out on our other side of the colour wheel, the only other colour that we have as pretty much in the colour range rather than the neutrals as a universal is very much the red violet. And this is because when we're making violet, we're making out of red and blue. So the red adds the warmth to it. So when we're looking at a violet or a purple, we're thinking if I want a warm purple, it's a red version because red is warmer than blue. If I want a cool version, it's a blue violet. So the cool people can still wear the red violets, but the warm people can only wear the red violets. So you'll find red violets in all the palettes. And then, as far as neutrals go, they're things like I just adjust off white. So rather than a bright clinical white, it's a soft white. So it's a just off white. We've also got our taupe. So taupe is a brown grey. So grey is cool, brown is warm and more naturally. So when we mix the two together, we get a neutral kind of taupe. Doesn't suit everybody. If you're very warm, you'll often find that the crossover colours don't work as well for you as the more naturally warm, or if you're very cool, the more naturally cool colours. But it's one of those colours that's a bit in the middle. So our taupe is a warm grey. So, you know, there we go. They're kind of like our, you know, our marine navy is our navy, a warm navy version. They're kind of our main crossover colours. But of course, there'll be actually different versions in every palette. They're not exactly the same because for someone who has a brighter palette, we've got to think about the intensity of the colour as well. For someone who has a brighter palette, your versions will be brighter. If someone has a more muted, more smoky palette, they will be softer. For someone who has a deeper value, so darker colours, darker hair, darker value, they will have darker versions, and someone who has a light palette will have lighter versions. So they're not exactly the same. There's not like there's one colour that's in every single swatch, but there are versions of teal, turquoise, marine navy, taupe, soft white, red violet, pretty much in all the palettes. Though you'll find a very cool palette such as Dramatic or Refined, who have really cool colouring, they won't have a soft white. They're actually much better in a crisp bright white. But look, you can get away with it if you have to. So there we go. So you know, and maybe some warmer greys that aren't quite taupe. And there are browns in every palette as well, but they're very different from each other. We have our warmer, more yellow browns, and we have our cooler, more either, I think of purple browns, kind of pinky purple browns, or our very black browns as well. Okay, next question. It's on a big piece of paper. Okay, I'm going to pre-see it for you because it's very long. This one's a bit more theoretical, but something I've been wondering about, says Emily. While following my own children, some babies are born pink and others yellow. Is this a prediction whether they're warm or cool? Now, the thing with babies is quite often babies are born with a bit of jaundice and that makes them yellow. So I would actually say that probably not. I would think that this is often, babies often get a bit of jaundice when they're little, you know, very small. And I know that, you know, put them under lights and various things like that to help them and to get over this. So I would suggest that the more yellowness is probably more about the jaundice that babies frequently get when they're newborns, or when they're born, can, you know, rather than their undertone. I don't know, I've never done a study of them, so, but I would think it was probably more related to that than anything else. So, you know, hopefully that helps. I don't know. If somebody else knows, like, I don't even remember what colour my kids were. I know my son, but he was a bit jaundicey. I don't remember them being pink or very yellow either. And interestingly, both my kids are warm, even though I'm cool. Where did my jeans go? Carol says, wearing white, especially capris and shorts in summer. It seems to me if the top is the right colour for us, it ought to work. In some environments like Florida, where white bottoms are very popular. So yes, you can wear white, but of course, think about your version of white. You know, if you haven't got a really cool palette or a really bright palette, I'd avoid the really bright whites and I'd go for something a little bit softer, a little more yellowed down, a little bit more creamy, or a little bit more grayed down, instead of being that really kind of super bright, you know, white, which really does grab attention. Can also be very hard to wear because the fabric is often not quite thick enough where it doesn't show everything through, because we can tend to see through white fabrics much more easily. So I often need a bit of a thicker fabric, a little bit more dense in its fibers. And I would think too about thinking about your overall value contrast. Now, you can, you know, wear white below the waist if you want to. There's no reason not to. But if you're really deep in value, I would suggest that you're better with something darker. Versus if you're light, it could be a really good summer neutral for you. So finding the right white rather than just any old white can definitely make a difference. And then putting it with a colour. If you want to draw attention up, because light white is light and bright and therefore has some advancing quality, so they come forward. If you want to draw attention up and away from the white, think about wearing a top in an otherwise light or bright colour, or also in a warmer overtone colour. So when I'm talking a warm overtone colour, every palette has warm and cool overtone colours. This is not the undertone of your colour, it's the overtone. And so these are, when we think about warm overtone colours, these are the yellows, the oranges, the reds, versus the cool overtone colours are the greens, blues and violets. So when we're thinking about that colour wheel. So the warm overtone colours, so they, you know, so we've got pinks and reds and yellows and oranges. Wearing something like that will also help to draw attention up and away from the white. So that is another thing to think about, is wearing your lighter, brighter colours on top if you want to draw attention up. If you normally wear darker bottoms to camouflage your bottom half, if you're wearing a lighter bottom, think about a light, bright colour in your top. If you want to, of course, draw attention down, maybe you're a V shape, maybe you want to, you know, want to hide your bust or camouflage your bust, then think about wearing a darker or more muted colour in your top, or a cooler colour as well. That helps too. They all have more receding qualities there. So you can draw attention up, you can draw attention down, depending on what you are choosing to wear in your other half. And it's how those two colours relate together. It's a concept called simultaneous contrast, and it's what we're really looking at when we're doing colour analysis, is how does one colour react when you put it next to another colour? Does it look brighter? Does it look more muted? Does it look warmer? Does it look cooler? They actually change depending on what we're putting it next to. So it is one of those things to think about. So if I want to make one colour more of the focus, I can, you know, I need to think about what I'm putting next to it. So I can put a darker color next to something if I want to make it look brighter. And I can put something more opposite on the color wheel. This will actually brighten both of those elements up. Or I can put something more muted next to it and that thing appears. So remember, it just has to be darker or lighter. It doesn't have to be really dark and really light to have this effect. I'll just do one more because I've done some pretty short ones today. So our last question today is, Diane's said, I live in denim jeans. They fit my lifestyle perfectly for almost all occasions. However, now that I'm embracing my spicy colours, I do see the coolness of many of my denims. How do I warm them up? So this is where, when you're looking at denims, there's a really wide variety of denim. That dark indigo, though, tends to be much more cool. So it's looking for some of the warmer denims if you're buying a new pair, or what we used to call kind of a dirty denim. So they had a real, if you looked on the inside, so the inside of denim, you'll see it's a very different color. It's often white, or very white looking. So if we're thinking about a warmer denim, it used to often have a yellowed look to it. So I would think if you wanted to dye some of your really cool, darker denims, I would just do a quick over dye in a warm yellow. I'm thinking I'm going to check with my dyeing expert, Bernadette, on this, but I would suspect, and I've got some blog posts on how to over dye, I would think just a quick over dye, so it's just a dip bath rather than we're not soaking it in the yellow. We don't want to turn the denim jeans green, but we just want to take some of that cool indigo blue out of them and make them a little bit warmer. So that would be my suggestion there. So hope you have a lovely day, and I look forward to receiving more of your questions and answering them in upcoming live sessions. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.